Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. So before we begin the show, I wanted to take a quick moment to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description and begin your journey making the switch to purchasing your personal and household products from a patriotic company who shares your value system and doesn't funnel your money directly into evil operations that are designed to destroy us. This is a no-brainer, folks. I made the switch and I couldn't be happier. And as I said, I only come out and support something that I personally use and believe in. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is November 28th, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So today, I have the honor of welcoming back a guest who is no stranger to the show. This is our fifth conversation now, and I'm really honored that he's decided to come back and be a regular guest on the show. And I know the audience loves him. He is the editor of the great website golden-jackass.com, and he is known worldwide for his financial forecasting, which he does not only by virtue of his incredible monthly newsletter, but also by way of personal consults, which I'm sure he'll touch upon at some point, maybe towards the end of our conversation tonight. But Dr. Jim Willie always provides top-notch commentary, and he infuses quite a bit of humor into his analysis as well to offer some levity, which I think we all need amidst all this craziness that we're experiencing, and the audience loves him for it. So, Jim, I appreciate you once again taking the time to join us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on, and I must admit that I'm feeling very strange today. I'm feeling strange just about every day. We're in a surreal environment. Do we have video here? Or should, can I close that video part?
If you'd like to close it, it's up to you.
Oh, okay. So the video is working. Okay. All right. So it's just a one-sided video. That's fine. Holy moly. I really believe we're looking at a multi-sided collapse. A good question is, what is not collapsing? That's a very short list. I really don't know what is not collapsing. Professional sports are not collapsing. We got basketball in full swing, NFL, college football in full swing. But if it comes to the supply chain, the political process, the NATO war in Ukraine, the bankruptcy of the big banks, hidden bankruptcies, I'm told now that it's not so hidden. We got a border invasion that they're trying to defend against in Texas. We got doubles who are winning elections, like in California. That's not Newsom. That's not Gavin Newsom. He's gone. I got side-by-side pictures of Newsom before and after. That's not Newsom. So we have an impersonator pretending to be Newsom who won the election, probably a rigged election too. I assume we can speak freely. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right. I'm going to call you Patriot or Pat or whatever.
Usually call me Pat. You can go with that.
Okay, Pat. All right. I'm Jim. And my real name is Jim, James. But my last name is not Willie. That's just a pen name. I don't want people at the border. I don't want people at customs interfering with my progress just because they recognize a name. Okay, we've got pretty much everything breaking. We have the Treasury bonds. I believe they're in a default right now. I think we have a failure in the Treasury bond right now. Right now. I think with the dollar is being rejected at a trade payment device in the form of Treasury bills. It's being rejected. And that brought about the Ukraine war, because immediately after December, when this rejection took place, NATO invited Ukraine to join, and Kiev put out orders to murder people in the Donbass, the eastern corner of Ukraine. Everything is breaking. NATO is dissolving. The Davos World Economic Forum is dissolving. They wouldn't admit it, but it's dissolving. The United Nations is dissolving. Everything is breaking. We're in one of the greatest transitions in modern history without a world war. What we have instead is a war on the borders. We have a war on election integrity. We have a war on dirty money, narco money, money laundering, trafficking of all kinds. I mean, just to give people a list of the trafficking types. We got narcotics. We got amphetamines. We got children. We got human organs. We got white women. We got bioweapons. All these are in underground trafficking with money laundering. All of them. I got an interesting quick story to tell. And this is it's the second time I've gotten a story like this.
Okay.
Each one is a different person. Each one told the same story. I had a client who said, Jim, I got a good friend. He's working in Ukraine. He's from Eastern Europe. I can't remember where, Poland or Czechoslovakia. And he did a volunteer job to go into Ukraine to help them with the Underground Railroad to get people out, help the refugees get out. And he said, we had an auditorium full of 200 people. You know, they'd been sleeping there overnight. They have makeshift meals, but 200 people there, and they're all looking to get on a bus or get on a railroad and make their way into Hungary or Poland, get out. And he said, the amazing part, and the same story from a different guy, 2/3 of them were women and half of them were beautiful. And I asked, were they escaping a trafficking ring? And he said, no, they're just beautiful women here. And he said, it's really quite incredible. So when I say white women underground trafficking, it's because they're not, oh gosh, I don't want to offend any nationality, but there are some nationalities that are rather historic in their reputation for, you know, overweight women and buck teeth and things like that. I have never met a Ukrainian woman, but I have met a couple of Czechoslovakian beautiful women. One was at a bar in Boston. And I said, is your name Paulina Poryshkova? And she said, what? And I said, you look just like that supermodel, Paulina Baryshnikova. And she said, no, but I'm impressed that you know her name. And I said, oh, yeah, I know a few supermodels. Anyway, everything is breaking. We've got in Italy, without really much ceremony, I think it was around June, the parliament in Italy voted for a different coalition to become the majority. They essentially pushed out Mario Draghi. Now, pushing out Mario Draghi in Italy would be equivalent to pushing out Alan Greenspan in the United States. Draghi was the central bank head for Italy during the long-term management crisis in 98. He was the head of the European Central Bank, and he dropped down to become prime minister of Italy with a coalition, but he lost the coalition. They tried desperately to reform a coalition to keep Draghi in power, but he was dropped. We haven't heard his name or seen his face since. Amazing. And now the new leader is a woman. I think her name is Giorgina Meloni.
Meloni, and yeah.
And she's talking anti-Davos. She's really quite vocal and talking about African exploitation by the French. You know, the French Foreign Legion is to manage the exploitation of Africa for the benefit of France and Europe. It's like, well, you know, you had the Belgians take over Congo and rape them of their gold and diamonds and things like that 100 years ago. But the continuing theme was done by the French Foreign Legion. And they've got two different African franc currencies, and they're for exploitation. And if anybody gets in the way, the French Foreign Legion goes down there and assassinates whoever's trying to reform things. Okay. Anyway, Maloney criticized France and said, we should not be bringing them here as immigrants. We should be taking the French army and Foreign Legion out of Africa and stopping with this Afrikaner franc currency. Anyway, the point is that the French are being attacked as being Davos cabal criminals by the new prime minister of Italy. Now, here's a big, big point. The chancellor of Germany, a guy named Olaf Scholz, Scholz with an O, he went to the G20 and had a private meeting with Putin and said, we need a new security architecture in Europe. This one's broken. And we need to do a natural gas deal. Oh my gosh. Was that on the mainstream news in North America? Hell no. There is a deal between Germany and Russia to continue with the natural gas supply.
And did that meeting take place before the explosion of the Nord Stream, or was that after?
Oh, this is just last week at the G20.
Oh, at the G20. Okay, I missed that part. Okay.
All right. Then I might not have said that, but recently at the G20, Scholz found Putin and had a meeting. And okay, the implication is if he says we need a new security architecture, that means he no longer feels safe with NATO. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is big. This is very big. NATO has now been relegated to a narcotics distribution ring, and that narcotics is probably getting cut off. So they're changing their mission to provoking war. Mm-hmm. This is a NATO war in Ukraine. All right.
Maloney's? I'm sorry, just a quick question on while you mentioned Maloney. She was kind of outspoken when she first got into office in support of Zelensky in Ukraine. Do you think that was just for optics? What'd you make of that?
Yeah, it was optics, because as soon as she got in there, she started criticizing NATO, criticizing the sanctions. Don't interfere with our relations with foreign suppliers. Oh, no, no. Maloney made it quite clear that she was not a Davos animal after she got promoted to the prime minister post. I think she was pretty much towing the party line before, but once she got the power, and once, this is very important, once she felt like she had the popular mandate, they got a lot more than 50% for their coalition led by Maloney. Is it Merloney with an R or Maloney?
That's with an L, I believe. It's M-E-L-O-N-I.
Okay. M-E-L. Okay. I've been saying Merloney, Maloney. And she's a smart gal and a very good speaker. I saw a video of her, and it was shocking. She was talking about how the Davos agenda was to destroy the family, destroy the social network, and destroy gender identity, and it's not going to work, and we're not going to tolerate it in Italy.
Wow.
In other words, women are going to be women and men are going to be men, determined at birth, and if you don't like it, you know, you can go the homosexual route. But golly, I just saw a medical form from a client in Virginia, and it was for gender. What are you, male, female, born female but switched to male? Born male, switched to female, lesbian, homosexual, or not yet determined? Are you kidding me? I mean, lift your pants and do a check, okay? Lift your pants and do a check, and that's the answer. If you don't like it, well, too bad. You could do the Michael LaVon Robinson thing and become first lady. I mean, first man. I mean, first lady. I mean, first gay man. Oh, golly. This is absolutely insane. Anyway, everything is breaking, Pat. And it's both exciting and very frightening. To me, it's equally frightening as exciting.
I heard about this. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I was actually curious. I was curious. I'll give you a quick breather there. I was curious if you've heard about this case in front of the Supreme Court. That was if you have some comments on that, because that's a big story. So you want to just let her rip?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't know if that was going to be fair game. I've actually been all over this to such an extent that I know the docket number. It's 22-380.
All right. Excellent.
22 for the year, but it must be case 380. And let me give you a little background here. The Supreme Court has not met formally in over 2 years. Washington is shut down. It's been walled off as a captured foreign invasion location. Washington is not the United States. People need to understand what's going on. This capital has been walled off. It's part of the Empire of Three Cities, the Vatican, London Center, and Washington. Our role has been to manage war. We are the arsenal. And it's not for democracy. It's an arsenal for fascism. Okay, so they have been meeting remotely, these justices for the Supreme Court, and they've been casting their votes and making decisions and making rulings and issuing statements and taking cases. I believe that they have not yet taken this case. It requires only four, not the majority five. It takes only four for them to hear and take the case, right? Four of the nine.
Mm-hmm.
An important step was just completed. The I guess you'd call it the defense. They were given an opportunity to make their arguments. That's how it works. Make your argument, submit your argument, make your argument to dismiss. And they deferred.
Mm-hmm.
The yep. Biden show deferred. And that gives more impetus to this case. I believe they're going to vote 9-0 to take it. And it was submitted by a group of three men in Utah. One of them has legal experience in submitting complaints and elevating it to the Supreme Court. But this is the first time that it appears that it's going to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want me to go through the whole detail. Oh,
yeah.
But
go into it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is my viewpoint, but it's also the layout of the case. This is not a case for the Supreme Court to nullify the election.
Right.
It is not a case where they can say we've got extensive fraud and we must reverse the certification, or what do you call it? Ratification. It's not the same thing. You certify, then you ratify. It's like, certify is the vote, ratify is a rubber stamp and a seal.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that. Not exactly, but kind of like that. Anyway, the case basically says that the Congress was presented at least 10, I don't even know what to call them, objections with complaints. I don't know what to call it. There were at least 10 submitted objections to the integrity of the vote, call them complaints. And with these objections and complaints, the formal process for constitutional law is that the vice president and speaker of the House and majority leader of the Senate are obligated to conduct investigations on all submitted objections regarding suspected fraud on the integrity of the election, and it could be up to 10 days. And mm-hmm. what they did was they shouted them down, told them to sit down, ignored them, shut up, and they proceeded to certify and ratify. And by doing so, they violated their oath of office and the required procedure to investigate. They did not investigate. They shouted them down. They squelched all the objections. Mm-hmm. The objections were raised by a group. I believe it's something like 100 Republicans in the Congress. There are about, I think, 435 altogether or 535? I can't remember. Mm-hmm. 100 senators, but is it 435 congressmen?
I do believe
I think so. 530. There were 100 Republicans who issued the objections. They were not heard. They were not honored. And by virtue of that, all those who led the movement to go ahead and certify anyway, and all those who did vote in the Congress to certify, effectively committed treason.
That's right.
Now, we have had a lot of disappointments. We patriots, I consider myself a patriot, and the proof of that is that I'm alienated with most of my original family.
Yeah, that's a good barometer, actually.
It's a good barometer, and you know, having them yell at me, having them tell me that I'm a miscreant, having them tell me that I'm trashing the country. I said, no, it's the government, not the country.
That's right.
Although I do have some problems with the culture, you know, the spending culture and the, gag me with a spoon, you know, that kind of culture too. Mm. The Valley Girl culture, the spending culture, the obesity pizza culture. Some of it's not always the fault of the culture victim, but anyway, I've got a problem with most of my old college roommates and everyone in my family, my original family, brother, sister. My father and mother are both gone, but I had arguments with my father. And I'll just, you know, quickly summarize before I go back to this docket 22-380. I asked my dad, did you spend more than 5 minutes looking into the Kennedy assassination? Did you spend more than 5 minutes looking into 9/11? Did you spend more than 5 minutes looking into the Lehman fraud? Did you spend more than 5 minutes looking into the vaccine and virus fraud? The answer was no, 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 no. And I said, okay, well, I have, and I deserve more credit than criticism because I don't cotton to the takeover of our country, yours and mine. I'm the one out there on the front line. You're not. You watch Meet the Press. I don't. Anyway, back to the case.
You're right saying now, we had a lot of disappointments. Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. But this looks like it could be a really big deal. Because one way or another, if they ignore this case, there's massive repercussions. And if they take the case, there are massive repercussions, right? But go on.
Yeah, you know, we should look at the forces behind why it looks likely. That's what I like to do. I look at the indications, the signals, the writing on the wall, whatever you want to call it. I love that Simon and Garfunkel song about subway walls. Anyway, Trump has mentioned that we're going to be seeing a very happy Christmas. He's implying that something's going to happen before Christmas. Now, I remember that we were told the November election is the focal point on the calendar. Well, that came and went. Well, now we're being told that January is the focal point on the calendar, and I hope it does not come and go. It might. We might see a climax. We might see a delay in a Supreme Court decision on this. They might extend it and ask for more opinions. That's what a responsible court does. All right, friend of the court, submit your opinion. Friend of the court. Who are the friend of the court but the patriots? Okay, so they could be soliciting some information and opinions and data, and maybe some of the friend of the court opinions will involve fraud from the 2020 election that raised the objections by the Congress. Okay, so it can get messy. Here's another signal. I believe we've got leverage on two justices. A quick side story. I have a contact. It's not a client. It's a woman who contacted me here, and we had lunch together. She's my age, and she has had an extensive career as a paralegal in a Washington, D.C. law firm. Mm-hmm. She now has John Kennedy on her Twitter network, has talked with him, has not met him. She had contact with a lot of lobbyists, numerous senators, a couple of justices, many different judges. A justice is someone at the Supreme Court. A judge is just a regular judge, like on the appellate court, circuit court, whatever. Mm-hmm. She knew a bunch of different attorneys, and she said that there was a major conversation on the Rick Wiles True News Christian Radio Network way back sometime around December of 2020, right after the election fraud of Biden supposedly winning against Trump. I believe Trump won all 50 states if you remove all the fraudulent mail-in ballots. I think he won all 50 states, at least 48, probably all 50, including California. Okay, what she said was an attorney got on the show at True News Network and shared that there has been data and evidence coming forth that the NSA had gathered regarding Chief Justice John Roberts, that he was involved in the conspiracy to murder Antonin Scalia and take over the post of Chief Justice. Conspiracy for murder is a capital crime. That means he hangs. They've got the goods on him. NSA has a mixed reputation, Pat. They're called Big Brother from all the monitoring of emails and phone calls and all this. But when you need the evidence, they can dig it up and do their searches. And it's not hard. What was John Roberts' phone number? He made the mistake of texting some rather self-incriminating comments. Mm-hmm. Very, very stupid thing. And he's got other problems with adopting child abuse and ritual torture victim kids. It's very messy.
This is where they got the goods on everyone, right? It was through the NSA primarily. The positive elements.
I don't know that all justices, there are nine of them. I don't think all nine are dirty. I think.
Oh, no.
Okay, let me get to the next one. Here's the choice. Okay. What he essentially said on this True News show was that John Roberts is on a short lease from the White Alliance. He was not arrested. They got the goods on him. They know what he did. He was involved in the murder of Scalia in Texas. So was Cheney. Cheney's gone. But instead of taking him down, I think they turned him. I think he flipped. I think they told John Roberts, you're going to turn this court around and make it an honorable court, or you're going to hang.
Yep. That's very likely.
And you can start with various decisions to put back to the states the power of the states. And they started with Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Put it back to the state.
And that was a huge signal.
Huge signal. Not many people really noticed what its significance was, but we did. I talked with my colleagues. I talked with a couple of key friends, and I said, I think this is a states' right movement, and we're going to be maybe reducing the federal government, and it's going to be all part of the new republic, remove the bureaucracy, a lot of it. And I said, I think next comes gun control. Take that back to the state. And it's exactly that happened. And then I thought, I don't know what the third was. And a client said to me, two different clients said to me, Jim, it was the West Virginia EPA, Environmental Protection Agency decision. Okay, so there are three state rights decisions. And it looks like Chief Justice Roberts is doing his job. There's one more. And this came out from rather hidden sources. Amy Conan Barrett has been caught with evidence at ritual killings of children. She's been caught. They decided not to execute her. They decided to flip her. Okay. And you know, what's really sad about this is that she was appointed by Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump will go down in history as making the worst appointments to his cabinet and to judicial positions in the history of the presidency. Unbelievable string of deep state appointments. He is a political rookie. He's a bit of an oaf, in my opinion, but he's carrying the banner, and I support him. I just think he needs to shut the hell up sometimes and use his head a little bit better and get better decisions done independently on his appointments, because they're all sucky. They're all stinky. They're terrible. Anyway, they're going to use the leverage of Roberts and Barrett. I call her just Amy. And there's another person on that court who's going to be very important and you know, rally around, and that's the black guy, Chief Justice Clarence Thomas. And I'm not sure whether he was killed or not. Do you have any information? Was he killed 3 months ago with that thallium poisoning?
I hadn't heard any information specifically on that.
Okay.
It's possible.
I have heard that he was not killed. The deep state say that he was killed. The white hats say that he was not, which means that the white hats saved him, or they didn't save him and they replaced him with a lookalike to carry out the, you know, the conservative role. But there was a decision that Clarence Thomas made about 2 months ago, and it was pro deep state. I don't remember the details. All I remember was, oh no. That I remember my reaction. Anyway, I think they've got the Supreme Court under control. Mm-hmm. I believe that the White Alliance military brass is making phone calls to the justices saying, look, we know some of your bribery money. We know some of your Saturday night midnight activity. We know who you've been meeting. We know your contact with Davos or whatever. You better do the right thing or you're going to go down for at least sedition. Now, sedition is life in prison. Treason has two types. You have regular treason where you betray your country at a street level, like a fighter, or, you know, you turn over a ship to the enemy, or you allow them to raid your munitions or something. But high treason is at the highest level, and that's immediate death penalty. That's capital crime. Okay, I think they've got the goods on these justices, and they're going to make sure they do the right thing. The big issue is, will they act? And I'll tell you the forces against acting. And I don't have it all figured out, but there are some forces for not proceeding. And one of them is the deep state saying, we'll kill you. We won't just kill you. We're going to kill your brother. We're going to kill your daughter. We're going to kill your father if he's alive. And we're going to kill your dog. Because that's what they do. I just got a story about a guy named Snodgrass, Cody Snodgrass, and he tried to get out of Langley as a hitman. He tried to get out. And they said, well, we got one more job for you to do. It's called Oklahoma City. He said, I'm not going to do it. So they're torturing him to the point where he's likely to commit suicide before long. They're just attacking him left and right. It's like a sport. It's a turkey shoot. And this guy, this ex-agent, is part of it. Okay, there's a lot of pressure that can be brought to bear. I heard that William Barr, the attorney general appointed by Trump, I heard that he was a patriot. He was pro-Trump. He was Trump's friend, confidant. And then the deep state got to him with the threats and their bribery. I mean, I don't know how I would react if I was told your sweetheart and your former sweetheart will each be murdered a week apart if you do that. I don't know what I would do, Pat. I don't know.
You think there's a chance that their families and these, their immediate loved ones are insulated, protected under these circumstances? Because I've heard that, you know, like you said, I mean, they haven't been meeting in normal sessions. They're everything shut down in D.C. Is it possible that they've put them under military protection or some other sort of?
Maybe, but most people don't want to live on a military base. And if you think you're safe on a military base, you're mistaken.
Or some other secure location. So you're saying there really is no place to put
them. Witness protection, you know, in the hills of Idaho or Arkansas. I know someone who said to me, you know, I want to get out of California. Where's a good place? I'm thinking about Idaho, Utah, or Arkansas. I said, the Ozarks are great. A client did a consult with me and said, Jim, I love the Ozarks. They leave us alone. We mind our own business. We got friends. You can know your neighbors if you want. Anyway, yeah, okay. All right, fine. So the justices are not showing up at work, but they have a home, and they use the homes. They don't have the home empty, you know, and heated and empty and paying the bills and living in a, you know, a Shenandoah Mountain, Virginia retreat. Okay, if they're under direct threat, they do. And they might have a couple of military guards living with them in the Shenandoahs of Virginia. Okay, that's fine. I understand that. But this is pretty messy.
Oh, yeah.
This is
very
messy.
I don't know if you heard some of the backstory. I actually was just listening today to, I think his name is Lloyd, one of the brothers, the Brunson brothers, I believe is the name. And he was saying that this was actually on Nino's show. And I know you go on Nino's show as well, that the 10th Circuit, which was the final, you know, blocker, I guess, before it got to the Supreme Court, the last lower of the lower courts before it got to the Supreme Court, he was saying that they sat on the case for something like 4 months. They knew right in the beginning that all of the lower courts were going to dismiss it. They expected that would happen. And the Supreme Court communicated with them and told them that they didn't give them this information. One of the brothers discovered that under rule, I think it's rule 11 of the Supreme Court, the 10th Circuit can be bypassed in cases of national emergency. And they actually submitted the docket and they accepted the case and were prepared to accept the case under rule 11. And when the 10th Circuit found out, they made a quick decision. They removed rule 11, but this was already after the Supreme Court had given them the nod that they were going to go in that direction. And they pressured them to get the case filed a week ahead of schedule. So it seems like they're really
Supreme
motivated
Court
to hear it. So
pushing
they're pushing it along. So all of the indicators seem to be there. If they didn't want this case to see the light of day, I doubt that they would be doing this, right? I mean, that's a pretty safe bet, right?
Yes. Here's another little angle of mine that I think is realistic. The U.S. military White Alliance has contacted the Supreme Court and told them, find a way. Fix this and find a way. And they heard about the case from Utah, from these brothers, and they heard about the case stuck in the 10th Circuit, and they did a retrieval to make it happen. I would be willing to bet, Pat, that there are probably three different cases that are moving through the appellate system related to a remedy for the nation. But this one looks like the most innocuous, the most harmless, the most clever, the most finesse, because it does not require the court to say it's a fraudulent election. That's sort of a political vote. What they're going to do is make they would be making a procedural vote. And it's got a huge slam consequence of declaring the entire Congress treasonous and vacating the Congress. Okay, that would leave us without a government. Now, think of this. If the U.S. military said, find a way to bring a remedy, then the Supreme Court might have said, we're willing to fill the void. And that's my thinking. Mm. We would go into military rule until we had a new election. And I'm hearing that it would be next June. I don't know whether that's realistic or not, but I almost wish Trump would not run. I wish he would become like a caretaker, cheerleader, and help to bring forward the best conservative candidate, and that is not DeSantis.
Well, I would agree with you there, absolutely. Well, this is an incredible case. I mean, like you, I think you mentioned earlier, the Solicitor General has waived the rights of the defendants to even oppose this. I mean, this is incredible. All the stars have aligned on this thing. I mean, they're not even trying to block it anymore. It's completely in the hands of the Supreme Court. And now we're going to find out for sure where they stand.
Your item about the 10th Circuit factor, that brings another wow for me.
Yeah.
And adds weight. And that's not a small bit of weight. That's a pretty strong item. They want it. They're basically saying, we want this case.
Yeah.
And they can do that. Well, they have the ability to tell the circuit courts, you know, move this along, give it to us. We want it. We want to make a precedent in this area. We want it. And they've done that in the past. They've done it many, many times. My brother and sister were each attorneys. They went through law school. They had the early years. My sister continued. My brother changed professions to become to go into math, really, essentially. He gave up law. I should say law gave up my brother. They got a rule. If you are out three times, you can never get a fourth job in the law field. If you're out three times, you can't get a fourth. Anyway, my sister is quite interesting because she's not interested at all. I didn't say that right. My sister is a fascinating figure in many of these developments because she's so fixated on her own area of work and swamped. She's not interested in the national constitutional law. She said, I took con law, big deal. Yeah, everybody had to take con law, but I didn't really care for it much. I cared about other things like bankruptcy and, you know, divorce and stuff like that. That's what she specialized in. Anyway, I think we're going to see some action because of another factor. If we don't get a resolution to the national situation, we're going to see this fascist procession. And it's going to get worse and worse. And the outcome of a fascist procession is an economic collapse. Mm-hmm. That's where we're heading now. And I think the court has been told with a remedy, we could have a national turnaround. We can get back to work. We can have honest currency. But, you know, for the military to do that, they're essentially saying we want to weaken the military contractor sector. And that's very, very difficult to do. And what's not very well known is that there is a satanic factor to the military and to the military contractors. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever heard of William Mount, but he said to me, to get past Navy captain, you've got to participate in a child ritual killing on video. Now, notice who's doing the arrests now for the White Alliance. It's the National Guard, pressed under military authority. Very big item there, Pat. What it tells me is that the Special Forces, which is like U.S. military SWAT, the Special Forces, they're involved in underground war with the Chinese. I know this sounds wacky. Underground tunnel war with the Chinese at the border and in Canada underground. The Special Forces are involved in that. I believe it's tens of thousands of forces, soldiers. Okay, so you got some Special Forces involved with cleaning up child trafficking cages in prisons and harvesting centers. Mm-hmm. And some of the Special Forces are doing arrests. And I heard this months ago, if they ever bring the National Guard in to do the arresting, you know that they've accelerated into mass arrests. And they did that. That was over a month ago. I think it was around September. Okay, so I think we're in an accelerated mode, and it would fit that the Supreme Court would take an action, and it would take a lot of the American public by surprise, and it would not seem to the American public like it was a political maneuver. Congress did not investigate objections and charges of fraud. They didn't do their job. I mean, it's kind of like you got a parent and you're not saying he's involved with child abuse. You're saying the parent's never home. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dad's never home. He's always at the bar or whatever. Doesn't matter. At the pool hall. Doesn't matter. Hunting. Doesn't matter. Dad's not here. He didn't do his job.
Right.
The Congress didn't do their job. I didn't even know about that rule. I heard 2 years ago now that there was going to be objections. And I heard, well, they might act on the objections and do some kind of a cursory investigation and say, well, we looked into it and everything seems okay. But they didn't even do that. Mm-mm. They just shouted them down and said, nope, we're not hearing that. Okay, let's vote. And they did the vote. And that's treason.
Yeah, it's compromising national security, 100%. I mean, they said
you can put a label on it and it probably fits, but they didn't do their job.
Yeah.
So
right. And I think importantly too, it's coming from the Supreme Court in terms of all of the sleepers out there, you know, to sort of gently, I think, bring people a little bit more up to speed before the real hammer drops, because this is a civil case, right? And I think it's probably, I heard Juan O'Savin describe it really as sort of like a primer in a way to bring people up to speed for what's really about to come, which is military intervention. But I don't think that's necessarily going to happen right away. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, Juan O'Savin was rather adamant that we were not going to have November elections and that we were going to have a bit of chaos. I thought we would have elections. And there would be some fraud, but there'd be a lot less, and all eyes would be on the fraud. I got it more correct, but we still have to act on the fraud. We need to act on the charges and the complaints. I have a saying, and I've been sticking with this, as Kerry Lake goes in Arizona, we go for the nation.
Ah, okay. I agree.
Okay, and that's a very big case, and she's not quit. And she had a statement over the weekend. She said, I've done a car inspection. My brakes work fine. My transmission's fine. And if I have any accident, it'll be something very, very new and recent. Okay, so she knows the threat. Hey, these are killers. They're the ones who did the 160 murders in the Clinton Foundation. For people coming forward to bring up evidence of political graft, political corruption, bribery, et cetera, and they never made it to the Congress to make their testimony. This is what happened. There's murder. Okay, this is very, very ugly. And notice that we've not seen Cheney anywhere. We've not seen Baby Bush except that bad lookalike. We've not seen John Travolta. We've not seen Tom Hanks, but we did see his brother in a recent movie. That was quite fascinating. Golly. Okay, you know, I don't want to get into the Hollywood double, but I think Nino Rodriguez confirmed this in one of my recent interviews with him a couple months ago. He said, you're right, Jim. I checked with my Hollywood connections and it's a ghost town. Mm-hmm. They're all gone. I said, not just actors, but producers. He said, oh yeah. I said, that is somewhat confirmed by the fact that we have a lot of animated movies and we have a lot of secondary production sets, production companies. They're making horror movies. We got a tremendous number of horror movies and animated movies. And where's Travolta? Okay, these people, they have big paychecks. Where's Kevin Spacey? I actually saw him on I don't know what it was. I think it was a 2-year-old movie, but not something very recent. You can go on and on. I mean, where's Meryl Streep?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's a lot of them just haven't really been seen at all in months and months. Absolutely.
And there are a lot of other very strange stories out of the entertainment field. I have it on pretty good authority that Britney Spears was killed in a car crash.
Really?
And her replacement was essentially designated to be a slave. And she's complaining now that she's a Las Vegas slave. She does shows. Okay, it's a Britney Spears lookalike who knows how to sing and dance and has a great figure. But she says, I don't even have access to my own money. Well, that would make sense if you're not Britney Spears. So I look for the little indications. I once had a list of about 20 different actors, and they're not coming up from the tip of my tongue. There are a number of actors that are not seen anymore. What was the most recent movie that there was something with supposedly Tom Hanks in it? I can't remember what it was, but I was told that it's Hanks' brother who looks a lot like him. And you know, if you have these quick passing scenes and you don't get up real close, yeah, okay, that's Tom Hanks, but it's not. Tom Hanks is gone. Life is not a box of chocolates. It's a bag of shit. That's his quote. Okay, I'm hopeful. I was actually more hopeful that we're going to see something of a red wave 3 weeks ago, but it just didn't happen. And here's kind of why. There's no exact reason, but with the deep state and the blue candidates, the blue sitting officers as governor or House rep or senator, the blue candidates could either double down their fraud or be voted out and then be scrutinized by a heavily Republican Congress. And they decided to double down. Okay, there's a fact of life when it comes to criminality. I've got very little to lose. I'm gonna go ahead and increase my criminal scheme. I'm gonna kill more. I'm gonna rob from my own father. You double down. And that's what I think happened. Look at Arizona. Arizona is a travesty. Okay, this Hobbs, by the way, I think she was the lieutenant governor before. She ran for governor on the blue slate. I heard that she received a gaggle of FTX money. Okay, this is how the Democrat House come down. I'd like to see them subjected to RICO. I don't know if a nonprofit organization or a political party can be subjected to RICO, but wouldn't it be interesting if the Supreme Court makes another ruling down the road that there's significant fraud all through the Democrat National Committee and its close alliance with the Clinton Foundation? Okay, this could get very, very nasty very quickly.
I agree. Well, I mean, to me, it seems that now would be the time for the deep state to run some sort of a false flag ahead of this, because the SCOTUS really is in a position to take a kill shot and to take out really the entire Democratic Party. We're talking about, I think it's 385 members of Congress and Pence, Pelosi. I mean,
Pence is gone and Pelosi resigned. She wants to become an Italian U.S. ambassador. Good luck with that. More likely, she's going to be Gitmo'd. And I heard reports that she's been Gitmo'd. Okay, here's another angle here, Pat. And then I'm going to have to call it quits. I've got something to do. There's another angle. And that is that the Congress, it has been discovered that the Congress is making a plot. They're planning a little conspiracy plot. And the word has it that they're thinking about a plan during the lame duck session, like right now, to pack the Supreme Court and expand it to 15 justices.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
Okay. All right. Well, that was part of a plan a couple of years ago, and now it's resurfaced. So it could be. Oh, and recall, in 1915, that's how the Federal Reserve was created. A lame duck session of Congress.
Right.
Right? I think the day before Christmas or 2 days before Christmas, something like that.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So the Supreme Court, Pat, they might be in a position to say, we need to do this case for self-defense.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
They're also talking about imposing term limits on the justices, et cetera. So this could really, in some ways, from their perspective, be viewed as a defensive maneuver. But I think in the
That's
larger
perfect.
scheme of things, it also could, begin the process of putting the country together largely peacefully, as opposed to moving in the other direction.
It's a great opportunity where both sides think we're running out of time. Got to do something. This is the ninth inning. And I bring up the economic and financial side. Most of the big banks are in bankruptcy. The raising of interest rates came as a result of higher price inflation. The higher price inflation came as a result of interfering with the supply chain with the lockdowns. The lockdown came as a consequence of doing the fake virus. The fake virus came about from the blow up of the treasury bond market in 2019. So it all comes back to the financial front of the treasury bonds. So the big banks, as a result of a long sequence, are in bankruptcy, and now they've got leveraged losses that I think are eventually going to become in the trillions
Wow.
because they're leveraged to the bonds and they've got interest rate swap derivatives. And back in 2019, few people remember, but the repo market blew up. They had 1.4 trillion in October of 19. 1.4 trillion per night. They invited the hedge funds, not just the Wall Street banks, not just the major bank, but hedge funds. Are you kidding me? Hedge funds at the repo window because they're major buyers of treasuries doing arbitrage on the interest rate swap derivative. It was all blowing up. So they switched lanes from the finance lane to the medical lane and declared fascism. And now we have two-tiered fascism. Bankers and doctors. I have a friend who said, Jim, you've got that problem. Why don't you go to the doctor? And I said, fuck the doctors.
Well, I've been very critical of them as well. At this stage of the game, I have to be honest. I mean, I don't. People have to make up their own minds about what to do with their health care. I don't trust them. I don't trust any kind of, certainly don't trust them with any kind of syringe anywhere near me or anybody that I care about. No matter what they tell you is inside of that, because if they're willing to tell you that the vaccine, quote unquote, even though it's not a vaccine, is safe and effective, if they're willing to tell you that, then heck, the sky's the limit. I mean, they could lie about everything. And
Pat,
I agree. I mean,
they're
it's
saying that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the drawbacks. I say, well, what exactly are those
based
benefits?
on what?
Well, you have better protection. I don't think so. Anyway, I think, as a closing comment, I think the medical sector is going to become irrelevant with med beds, and they are permitted to self-destruct. Doctors were ordered, nurses were ordered, take the vaccine or you must quit. So a lot quit. Those who did not quit and took the vaccine, many of them are dying. We have now very large number of hospitals and clinics that are shut down from shortage of staff. The effect of getting the $100,000 payoff for going through the COVID protocol, that has worn out. They're distrusted. And now Cliff High has an amazing forecast that a wake-up moment is coming for the American public for having been poisoned, injured, and genetically modified. And they're going to exact their vengeance on those who harmed them. I think I made a forecast 6 months ago. We're going to have angry fathers. going in and shooting up a hospital, killing doctors.
Not.
Well, I think it's inevitable. What do you do if the courts don't provide proper justice?
Well,
what
if there's no justice, I agree with you. Yeah.
Okay,
well, that's why I think this SCOTUS decision is so critical, because I think this is could be the direction we're headed when all this stuff comes out. If the military doesn't intervene and this stuff comes out, I think you're right. I think it could spiral out of control in some, in a lot of cases. So,
yeah.
Well,
okay.
I know we have to wind this down. I could talk to you all day, Jim.
I got
you. But I know you got to wind
down. Let's do it again before Christmas, okay?
Absolutely.
I'm kind of idle during Christmas. I'm actually going to be abandoned for Christmas. My sweetheart and our kids are going away. And I said, oh, so I pay the bus fare and I pay the, well, no, it's actually, I'm lying. I pay the airfare in order to be alone for Christmas. Well, you want to come with us? I said, no. So I pay the airfare and I'm going to be alone. I'll be left with pro football and college playoff, college bowl games. But
all right, well, I'll
other,
have to be in touch then. I'll have to interrupt your
Yeah. I'll be around. I'll be around.
Watching. All right. Well, thank you, Jim, for all your time, for all of your amazing intel and analysis. As always, I really do appreciate it. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. And by the way, it's golden-jackass.com is Jim's website. He gives top-notch financial forecasting and advice. So I encourage folks to go check out his website and also check out the links in the description if you want to support my work as well. Again, thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll be back soon. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.